Have you ever tried to open your eyes underwater? Even in a crystal clear swimming pool, it is still quite difficult to see. So how is it that fish are able to do this so much better, even in deep or cloudy water? First, it is important to understand the basic functionality of the eye. Light from the environment initially passes through the cornea, the outermost protective layer. Following this, light is focused by the lens at the back of the eye, where nerve cells on the retina are stimulated. The signal is then sent through the optic nerve to the brain to be interpreted. A prominent difference between the lens of aquatic and terrestrial organisms is that of its shape. Land animals possess an oval lens, similar to that of the lens of a magnifying glass. Unlike a magnifying glass, however, the terrestrial lens must focus light from varying distances at the same point, the back of the eye. To do this, it must change shape. Small muscles attached to the lens accomplish this by stretching it out and making it more flat. Fish also possess similar muscles, but they act a bit differently. The lens of a fish is spherical, so to focus, the muscles instead move the lens back into the eye, or downward, depending on the source of the light. The retina of fish are different as well. They possess specialized areas. The top part of the retina is associated with near vision, and the bottom and sides are associated with distance vision. This is thought to be an adaptation to different levels of incoming light, but it is not the only spectacular example. Photoreceptor cells on the retina come in two varieties, rods and cones. Rods are tasked with low light or non-color vision, whereas cones are responsible for more intense light and color vision. The aquatic environment of fish poses some interesting problems, to which fish have evolved some novel solutions. Since water absorbs light, deeper down the water column, less light is available for detection, and beyond a little over a kilometer down, it is permanently dark. In other words, water filters out the least energetic wavelengths first, from red to yellow to green, finally moving on to the more energetic wavelengths of light, such as blue and violet. These are the last colors visible prior to the absorption of all wavelengths, or total darkness. To compensate for this gradient, some fish residing in the low light deep only possess rods, enabling them to see where humans certainly could not. Even farther down, some fish exhibit the phenomenon of bioluminescence, meaning they are capable of producing their own light. Back near the water's surface, fish must also battle with light absorption by algae, suspended sediments, and tannin, which is found in swampy areas. For these fish, intense light, color-sensing cones are more important, so important that some fish, like the bluefin killifish, have evolved as many as 5 different types of cones. In contrast, our 3 types of cones are specialized to detect short, middle, and long wavelengths of light, or what we call the primary colors, blue, green, and red. This means that the bluefin killifish are capable of detecting 2 additional intermediate wavelengths, which enables them to see well even if some light is absorbed by matter in the water. The differences between the terrestrial and aquatic eye are subtle, but the adaptations of fish have allowed for greatly enhanced vision underwater, be it shallow, deep, clear, or cloudy. Understated, yet vastly complex, the modifications of the fish eye follow suit with the organ as a whole.